This conference will now be recorded.
The first matter up for discussion is going to be, I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and make is there a motion to approve the August 20th meeting minutes?
So moved.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Can we indicate who, because we need
Frank.
To get the minutes, yeah.
Frank is a second.
Who moved to approve the minutes?
Brent.
Oh, Brent, okay.
Motion has been made, properly seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor? Indicate by aye.
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 Minutes have been approved. Next item is going to be the adoption of the 2021 CAC meeting schedule. What code is that?
Aisha.
Can I share my screen? Okay, can everyone see it?
Not yet.
Yes. I saw it on my end, then it went away.
Just let me know when you guys see it.
No,
not yet. Let me see.
Did you have to click a box to allow it to share your screen?
So it says to share your screen, ask the organizer to make you a presenter, but I can't click it because it's grayed out.
Judy, can you make Aisha the presenter? Is Judy still there?
Yes. No, she needs to click at the bottom of her screen to share her screen.
Let me see.
I'm going to have the same problem, Julie, in the next presentation, I think.
I'm not seeing the option.
Yeah, the button is not active on my screen either. It says that I need to ask the organizer to make me a presenter, and I'm up after Asia.
Where is that? I didn't even see that button.
It's at the bottom of the screen.
Yes, next to the camera button, but I can't even click it.
I can't either. We both have the same situation. Mm. Can we jump ahead to something else while this gets, well, I don't know if we can or not. What else is on the action agenda?
No.
Oh, that is the action agenda.
Okay, the screen. Yeah, it's grayed out for me too.
Do you all want me to move on to the 2021 safety targets and then double back to the adoption?
I have the same problem. I'm up next with safety targets, but I can't share my screen either because I'm not a presenter.
I imagine we would have the same problems or the same issue if we transition to the status reports.
Wycota, can you share your screen?
No. It's grayed out too. Said next to camera is screen, right? It's mm-hmm. grayed out. Okay, let me see. It says share my webcam. To share your screen, ask the organizer to make you presenter. That's what it says. Okay, if it doesn't work, Judy, can you just click on the item?
I mean, it looks like I've been made the presenter. Okay, can everyone see this?
Yes.
Yes.
Now we can see it now.
Okay. So the second column is the 2021 meeting schedule for the CAC. And like the previous schedule, the meetings will take place on even numbered months. And they'll also be taking place on the same day as TCC meetings, except at 5:30 p.m. There are also two dates that were rescheduled. So the second meeting on April 22nd will be the fourth Thursday instead of the third Thursday. And then the final meeting in December will take place on December 9th on the second Thursday instead of the third Thursday. Are there any comments or questions about this schedule?
None for me.
Okay.
All right. Everyone, is there a motion to adopt this new meeting schedule?
So moved. This is Brent.
We have a second.
Second is Frank.
Motion been made, properly seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor of approving the meeting schedule, indicate by aye.
Aye.
So moved.
Aye.
Thank you. The next item is the 2021 safety targets.
Okay, Julie, I need to be able to share my screen now. Okay, I'm the presenter, so let's see if this works. You should see a... So should see a slide on performance-based planning and programming safety targets.
Yes.
And looks like you can see it, good. Okay, just wanted to give you a quick update. This is a performance-based planning is something that we've spoken about at many of our meetings. It was established by federal transportation legislation, first MAP 21, which was enacted on July 6, 2012, later carried forward in the FAST Act of December 4th, 2015. The requirement is that states shall set performance targets with 1 year of the effective date of the DOT final rule on performance measures for the performance areas and adopt new targets annually. What this amounted to was that GDOT adopted their initial safety targets for the first time a year ago, August 27th, I believe, which gave us until February 27th of the year 2020 to adopt our first safety targets. We have, as an MPO, we have the opportunity to either adopt unique safety targets of our own or to support the state's targets. And last year, we decided to support the state's targets for the current year 2020. Now in August, GDOT adopted new targets, safety targets for the year 2021. And so those have been provided to us, and that set the clock in motion again, where we're given 180 days from the state adoption date. So we have until February 27th of next year to adopt our safety targets. And again, they can be our own unique targets, or we can elect to support the state targets. The GDOT adopted, or the, yes, the GDOT adopted 2021 safety targets are shown here. Basically, they, for all the targets, they're based on 5-year moving averages of safety data. In this case, we're looking at safety data from 2017 to 2021. Because sometimes the targets are moving in a positive way, or trends are moving in a positive way, and sometimes not. So the approach, say for instance, with the number of fatalities, is to maintain the five-year moving average traffic fatalities under the projection of 1,715, which is based on the past 5 years' trend. So, and essentially, they're trying to not get any worse than the trend has been for the past year for the number of serious injuries, trying to maintain the five-year moving average of 6,407 by December of 2021, trying to maintain the five-year moving average traffic fatalities per 100 million vehicle miles under the projected 1.23. So in each case, they're saying our target is to not exceed the trend. Serious injury rate, 4.422, which would be just under the projected five-year moving average. Total number of non-motorized fatalities or serious injuries at 686.5. Again, or 687, the five-year average. So if, in each case, just trying not to exceed the trend line for each measurement. Again, we have two options. We have to take an action by February 27th of next year. Since we're recommending as staff to the MPO that they accept the state adopted targets and support those targets through the core MPO planning and programming activities, we thought we would go ahead and start the conversation as early as possible at this meeting. So that is the staff recommendation that we accept the state adopted targets. For primarily a couple of reasons, most of our funding for most of our transportation projects is flowing through the state. The state also has more extensive resources to collect the safety data. And so we just don't see where it would make sense for us at this point to try to go out and set different targets for what is essentially the same transportation program. So we are recommending again that we support the state targets, and we will continue to have the opportunity each year to revisit this. And should the MPO ever elect to, on a yearly basis, we could choose at some point in the future to set our own targets. So I guess the action that we would be requesting of this committee would just be to support or endorse to the MPO board the staff recommendation that we accept the state adopted targets and support those through the core MPO planning and programming process.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept the recommendation of state adopted targets?
Motion to accept the recommendation. This is Frank.
Just a second. You have a second? All right. Is there any other technical issues?
Is anyone trying to speak? We can't hear anyone speaking. Is there anyone that needs to unmute?
This is Brent. Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you now.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, I wanted to second it, but it's been moved and seconded, and I'm ready to vote.
All right. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, the motion has been made, properly seconded. All those in favor indicate by aye.
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 Motion's been made. Motion's been carried. Okay, next up, we got the status reports. 2021-2024 TIP development.
Okay, I have a very short presentation. As you remember, in August, we adopted the TIP priority rankings for Z230, Z301, and HIP funds. And then we also adopted the TIP prioritization methodology. Basically, the cost spent when projects in 2045 project would be considered priority projects. And then after that, we had a special... Hello? And then after that, we had a special call to TCC meeting to program some funds. And use that information, we developed the preliminary draft TIP, which is attached to this document. So if you go over there and you can click on that preliminary draft, fiscal 2021-2022 TIP, so you can see the document. And we send the document to the Federal Highway Administration, Federal Transit Administration, and GDOT for comments. So far, we received comments from Federal Highway Administration. Still waiting for comments from GDOT and FTA, which are due by the end of next week. At the TCC meeting today, we reallocated some of the Z230 funds and 30 funds because some of new issues that came up. So I will use that information and then incorporating the comments, develop the revised draft TIP, and then the draft will go through the public involvement process for a 30-day period, starting in early November and ending in December. So for the December meeting, you will see the revised draft. But if you're interested in reading the preliminary draft, you can click on your link over here and take a look at it. So we're still on target to adopt the new TIP in December. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Next, we have the status report of the 2021 federal certification review.
Julie, I need to share my screen again. This is Mark. Again, I need to share my screen. Who is running the meeting? Oh, there we go. Okay, sorry about the delay, folks. The next presentation is the 2021 Core MPO Federal Certification Review. The Federal Certification Review is conducted every 4 years. It's a joint federal review of the metropolitan planning process for MPOs that have over 200,000 in population. We have been having these since the 2000 census. So we had previous federal certification reviews in 2005, 2009. 2013, the last one was begun in 2016, actually completed in 2017. The reason why we are presenting this today is that we're seeking public input on how the process works. This committee is our leading public input committee, which advises the core MPO board on transportation matters. So the federal certification review, again, is like an audit of the planning process. The key players, of course, would be the MPO, which includes the MPO board, the technical coordinating committee, the citizens advisory committee, the advisory committee on accessible transportation, the economic development and freight advisory committee, of course, your friendly MPO staff, the Georgia Department of Transportation, and FDA and Federal Highway Administration leading the process. And this is a really important process because the MPO process is the framework by which transportation decisions are made and projects are planned, selected, and prioritized within the region. Planning process, as validated by the certification review process, establishes a framework for collaboration. The MPOs decide how a very large part of the federal transportation funding is spent nationwide. It helps the MPO to prioritize regional needs and determine the best and most economical solution to transportation problems, and provides the framework for the future of transportation system. We will be in the process of certification review between now and approximately the end of March, which is the 4-year deadline by which the review needs to be completed. We are in the early stages right now. We have been providing planning documents to Federal Highway Administration for a desk review of the planning process. We're beginning to work on answering an extensive questionnaire about the planning process, and I think it has, I didn't count exactly, but it appears to have between 200 and 300 questions on it, a rough guess, and they're very thorough questions. And this has been going on since roughly September 25th, when we had our initial call with Federal Highway Administration staff. Our formal kickoff meeting will not be until November 2nd. The desk audit will be ongoing from November 2nd until site visit, which would be the next step of the process. The site visit, which is when the Federal Highway Administration and Federal Transit Administration reps will actually come to Savannah if current COVID situation allows that. If not, it might wind up being a virtual meeting like the MPO meetings have been recently. But the site visit, or what takes the place of the site visit, will take place between January 19th and 21st. It will include a public meeting. It will include probably a 1 to 2 day discussion around the table with the MPO staff or remotely. There will be a closeout or a debriefing normally at the end of that process where they give us initial findings and impressions verbally, to be followed up with a formal final report. And again, that final report will need to be issued no later than March 31st, 2021, which will be the 4-year anniversary of the previous certification report. And there will be, of course, a public meeting during the site visit, and there will be a report back to the MPO. At this point, it looks like that will probably be taking place. It really depends on how quickly the findings come out. I suppose it could happen as early as the February meeting. There probably will at least be a status report. We may not have the written report, so there may be reports at both February and April MPO meetings on the findings. And each one is a little bit different. Waikota and I have been through, I think this will be our fifth certification review here for core MPO. Our MPC executive director, Melanie Wilson, has been through a certification review when she was in Augusta. So we have a pretty strong level of experience here at staff level with certification reviews. So, you know, we're optimistically looking forward to, you know, a good outcome. But, you know, again, each one's different. We'll probably expect to see, you know, a series of recommendations. It's pretty common to have a few commendations for noteworthy practices. There can be corrective actions if there's some aspect of the planning process they find unsatisfactory. Corrective actions aren't fatal. It just it's just a chance, I guess, to come in and make some changes in the planning process. They usually take place over a course of anywhere from 2 to 6 months after the certification review, and then you move forward. So again, it's a routine thing, but we take it very seriously, and you'll be hearing from us at every meeting to keep you apprised of the progress that we're making and the outcomes, and of course to solicit input at the appropriate times as well. And that's all I have.
Have any questions for Mark? Mark, definitely keep counting for keeping us updated with that.
Someone's talking, but I can't quite hear them. Let me see if I can turn the volume up. And could you repeat the question?
Mark, I think that was me. I was asking the body if anyone had any questions for you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no problem at all. Any questions for Mark? Mark, thank you for your presentation. We're gonna move forward to.
Thank you.
Item 6, which is the 2022 Unified Planning Work Program.
Oh, I believe that's my item as well. So let me just adjust my screen to the next item. There's a couple of things I wanted to mention here. We are in the early stages of working on the fiscal year 2022 Unified Planning Work Program, which is the MPO staff work program and budget for the fiscal year that will begin on July 1st of 2021. The first thing that I wanted to mention is that for the second year, we've issued a call for plans and studies. And this is something that we're advertising to our members, our member jurisdictions, just encouraging them to reach out to us with any planning needs, transportation planning needs that they would like to see the MPO pursuing. We have a few different options on how we can do that. If they're very small, if they're very small studies, I'm sorry, I'm pausing because there's some chatter in the background, but if a study is fairly small, it might be something that we work into our staff work program within our existing formula budget. If it's a larger study, we might go after some discretionary planning funds. And in that case, we would be looking for the local government sponsor to be putting up the local match as well. We've done several of these at the request of our constituents in the past. We completed I think I'm going to have to ask if there are any members that are not speaking, if they could mute their microphone, it would be helpful. Thank you. We wrapped up a couple of studies that came to us this way. We did a couple major interchange studies. We did the airport interchange at I-95. We did a study on Little Neck Road and I-16 interchange. We're currently in the procurement process to do a corridor study on State Route 307. And we're also in procurement for an access management study on State Route 21. So we've actually had quite a bit of interest through this process. So we're just sort of throwing it open to our constituents and just wanted to let you know about that in case you want to plant a bug in anybody's ear. Everybody here was appointed by one of our local governments. So we just one of the things that we do to try to serve our community. The other thing that I wanted to mention about the work program is that we have to apply for the transit planning grant in December. This happens every year, but as part of that, we have to submit the pieces of the work program that pertain to the transit planning grant, i.e. the project pages that address transit planning. So we have gone ahead and included our initial draft based on the information we know, based on our program and based on some conversations we have with CAT about what they have going on. So we're just giving everybody an opportunity to see these pages because they describe what we see right now at this moment as being the transit portion of the work program for next year. Again, they roll into the transit grant application that we submit in December. And so that's part of the reason why we're starting this early on the work program, but we'll probably be developing it through the winter, probably because of the review cycles. We may not finalize it until February, but we're moving forward with that. And we'll come back to you at either your next meeting or the one in February with a complete work program document.
Well, I have one question. And I hope it's a quick question. Is the transit planning grant the same as the Section 5303 grant?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Technically, it's the FTA Section 5303 grant. So that's just a transit planning grant that's allocated to MTOs on a formula basis each year. Most years, there's at least a little bit that GDOT awards on a discretionary basis. I don't think that was a very big pot of money this year. Last year, we did get some of the discretionary money to help CAT with a software license, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, these pages just update the grant amount. It was somewhat of an increase in total funds this year. Not a huge increase, but an incremental increase. And we just updated the task descriptions based on where we are. And that's it. Again, you'll see it as part of a completed draft, most likely in February.
Mark, I appreciate that. Does anyone have any questions for Mark?
No questions.
And then let's move on to the participation plan and Title 4 plan update. Title 6 plan update, I apologize. Is that Lakota?
It's Aisha.
No, that is me. Okay. Can everyone see my screen?
I can.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Okay. So I'm gonna keep this short. So this is just a status report on the participation plan and Title VI update. So for those who don't know what a participation plan deals with, it's basically creating ways for the public to engage with the core MPO and transportation topics, and also create opportunities for underserved communities to have access to core MPO and transportation information. So this is everyone who is working on the participation plan and Title VI update, and we're all just collaborating to bring a variety of ideas to the table on how to get important information out there to the public. So one of the basic things we're doing with this update is replacing outdated info and language. So for example, any population, demographic, or general changes that have happened over the past few years will be added. And we're also putting a heavy focus on COVID-19 and how it has affected outreach efforts this year and how it will affect it in the future. One area of focus that we're exploring is social media, as it presents an opportunity to reach a lot more people than having an in-person meeting. It's also very common for governments and organizations to live stream their meetings on social media platforms like Facebook and YouTube. And it's something that we're discussing that we could possibly do so we can get give people more of an opportunity to tune in and listen to these meetings. It also gives an opportunity to safely host Q&As so we can start a real dialogue with the public. And we can also keep more people informed by creating email lists so we can email people newsletters, updates, reminders, and other important information that they otherwise might not look up themselves. We also suggest using visuals to attract more attention to important topics. We are discussing this because visuals are very eye-catching. And so, you know, a lot of the time, transportation topics, government topics, they can be pretty dry. So having an interesting visual could keep people's attention for longer while also still being informative. So I do not know why this is blinking. Is it blinking for you guys?
Yes.
It is. I thought it was part of the graphic demonstration.
No, I do not know why this is happening.
That's
but,
part of the attention grabbing graphics.
Yeah, I guess so. but this is an example of an infographic. And as you can see, there's well, when it's not blinking, as you can see, along with the colors and visuals, there's a lot of information and statistics that is also included in the infographic. Another area that we want to work on is language. So the general public probably won't know specific transportation and core MPO language and terms. So what we want to do is put effort into clearly defining terms in a way that people can understand. And we also want them to understand the processes of the core MPO and transportation projects. So we want them to know how does the planning process occur? How is it being funded and how much money is going toward it? And what parties are involved in these projects. So people can just have a base general understanding of what's going on in their community. We also want to make content more accessible for people with disabilities. So people with disabilities currently need a lot more options so they can also stay informed. For example, the meeting we're holding right now probably would not be accessible to someone who is deaf or low hearing. So we're exploring ideas such as providing sign language translations of meetings and putting closed captions on meeting videos and audio. We also want to provide audio summaries of videos and meetings so that blind and low vision people can have access to this information. And we also want to collaborate with local organizations to learn more about the specific needs of disabled people. We also want to do better at reaching underserved communities. So One idea that we came up with was providing printed summaries and infographics so they can be given directly to elderly communities and nursing homes. And we also want to explore providing Spanish translations for people who do not speak English. As for the timeline, we are aiming for the first draft to be completed by the end of this month so that we can then receive federal and state government comments by the end of next month. So we have to have a 45-day public comment and review period so the public can review the plans and comment on it and give advice or tips or just their input. And we are planning for that to be between January 5th, 2021 to February 18th, 2021. And we are aiming for the core MPO to adopt this plan on February 24th, 2021. Does anyone have any questions?
I have one question. Would there be any other language translations besides Spanish?
No, so we're only discussing Spanish options.
What makes the determination of how do you determine which languages are translated?
There's a threshold analysis by population. So either you pass 1,000 or 5% of the population who are not English proficient. So in our area, only the Spanish population passed that threshold.
That's my only question. Are there any other additional questions? Asia, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Moving along to the agency reports.
The agency reports are included under non-agenda informational items. Yeah. So if you have any questions, on any of those, just let us know. We'll probably coordinate with the agency to give you or to get you the information that you need. Or if you have any questions on any of those reports, let us know.
Thank you, Marcota. I appreciate that. Does anyone have any questions in regards to those? Yes. I have a quick question in regards to CAD. Marcota, you may know the answer to it. I know that there, at some point in time, they were advertising for legal counsel. I guess they were making a change that they didn't have one at the time. Do you know if they made a decision yet?
Legal counsel?
Yeah.
Who? CAT?
CAT.
I'm not aware of that.
I received an email inviting me to be on a review board with applicants, but I thought it would be a conflict. So I declined. Definitely wanted to know if they put someone in place.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know that.
Any other business?
I have an announcement. Not exactly other business, but I did want to
Let me know what you said, other business. We didn't really start off as we should have, but the point is that we didn't approve the agenda, nor have we either an action item approving the minutes from the August 20th meeting. So we have to do those two things, I believe, before we close this meeting.
I apologize, Dr. Brent.
We did approve them. The motion, there was a motion for the minutes.
I didn't hear
minutes.
It. I signed on very early, and I didn't hear any of that. So you said we did approve the agenda?
Yes, Dr. Brantley, I apologize.
Did we also voted on accepting the minutes of last meeting, which was August 20th, 2020?
I think we voted
yes,
on
sir,
the minutes.
We did, yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You had a quorum at the time when you did that?
Yes, sir, we did.
Go ahead, okay.
If I could take the opportunity before the meeting, it looks like we're about to adjourn. I did want to take the opportunity to introduce a new staff member, Alicia Hunter, who is attending her first CAC meeting today. She'll be working with you in the future, so we're very excited to have her on board. And just hope you'll, you know, help her feel welcome. She's come a long way across country to join our staff. So we look forward to having her working with you, the CAC, and also with the rest of the MPO staff. Alicia, if you'd like to say anything, I'm sure the committee would.
Alicia, this is not the time to be shy.
You don't have to be shy here.
Thanks for the introduction, Mark. Yep, I'm here. I'm about 2 weeks in. I am looking forward to working with this committee and getting settled in with all the projects and exciting things coming up. And Mark said, I'm coming all the way from Oregon, and I'm originally from Kansas, so I definitely kind of have a good geographic perspective on a lot of things. And I'm excited to bring my knowledge and skills here to Savannah.
Definitely welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Brandon, is there anything else that you'd like to address before we adjourn?
Not really. I earlier tried to break in to ask the gentleman who is from city government. I was saying to him, I want to say that we should welcome him, which was done. Even though he said that he would send someone, he would later nominate someone to, you know, to properly serve his community. You know, since he was here, you know, we did his input. And why not have his input? But we had his input anyway, so that's that.
Definitely thank you for that. Before we adjourn, is there any more announcements or any additional announcements that anyone would like to make? Well, Lakota, Mark, the whole crew, staff, the newcomers, thank you. Thank you for this report. It's very informative. I take this information back and I share it and with two of the neighborhood associations here in Chatham County. I think that once we bridge the gap, the communication gap, we'll start to get more input from the citizens. And so I definitely appreciate you taking the time and dedication to put these reports together and make these presentations. It's much appreciated.
Yeah, Chris, especially, you know, we post the GDOT Chatham County City of Savannah CAT project, written project status. So if anybody interested, just direct them to the report so they can take a look, and then that might address some of their concerns. I think if you have specific questions on specific projects.
Absolutely.
Chris, also, this is Brantley. I don't have a concern so much as I just want to be clear that I would like to know when should we sign on so we can hear all these things so we would not necessarily miss anything. For example, I came on about it was about 5:09, 5:10 when I pushed the numbers in. It was a long time. I heard nothing. So something. So the question is, when should we properly try to make contact? 5:30. Is it 5:15? Is it 5:20? So we don't miss anything, because I missed some of the things you talked about. The minutes. Being approved, I missed that. I missed the other thing too. I'd signed in earlier, before 5:30.
I would suggest, anytime before 5:30. We didn't start the meeting until 5:31. But just to make sure that you have an opportunity to go through system check, to make sure that the sound and everything is working properly. Maybe try, anytime before 5:30, maybe 5 minutes prior to, just to go through a system check. But we did start the meeting at 5:31. Is that correct?
I normally sign out about like 10 minutes or 10 to 15 minutes ahead of time. But Chris, I do want to point out, who is the, I'm trying to recognize for the minutes purpose, who's the owner on this? If you see the screen.
It's Deborah Bowen.
Oh, okay, Deborah, okay. Yeah,
I've been listening to you. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it doesn't show Deborah, it shows owner.
And it did that the last time. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Hmm.
Normally it has, you know, my name on Zoom and a couple of other, you know, platforms that I do this on.
Yeah, yeah. It just, we want to clarify for the minutes, yeah.
And I wanted to call you in a few minutes and tell you that owner was me. I hated to speak up. I just, until y'all were sort of totally finished.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you again, everyone. Wonderful meeting, wonderful information. It's never a dull moment. So thank you all, and meeting is adjourned.